Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer when you need freedom from fear and worry. By Betsy DeCruz, read by Leah Martin. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Hebrews 2:14-15. I claim to trust God, but fear grips my mind at random moments. Like the other night when my husband was 10 minutes late, I started imagining he'd had a terrible accident. I knew 100 reasons could cause his delay, but I kept picturing his wrecked blue car on Highway 75. Does it happen to you as well? Your child has a headache, and you wonder about brain tumors. Your boss calls you to a meeting, and you envision yourself in the unemployment line. Fear can be irrational, yet sometimes bad things actually do happen, which is why we experience fearful thoughts in the first place. Hard circumstances may come our way in this world, but God's children don't have to fear them beforehand, because we can trust our Father will show us His faithfulness in all situations. Jesus shared our humanity, yet He never worried because He knew His Father was in control. Even when Jesus faced death, He turned His thoughts to His Father and prayed. Jesus died to break the power of Satan over us, and by His resurrection, He defeated death, setting us free from slavery to fear of death. Think about it. Isn't death the worst thing we fear? When someone gets cancer or has a car accident, we fear they'll die. Yet Jesus conquered death when He rose from the grave, and His promise of eternal life to all who believe in Him means we need not fear death. In a strange turnaround, for those who place their faith in Jesus, death becomes not our worst day, but our best, because it's the doorway to a beautiful forever life with Jesus. If we don't have to fear death, maybe we don't have to fear smaller things either. If Jesus has power over death, He also has control over the financial problem that keeps us up at night. He knows the end of the story, and He works all things for our good. So what's worrying you today, my friend? How about turning your attention to Jesus, the Savior who is able to deliver you from every trial? What if you surrender your fears to Him and consider them in the light of biblical truth? One day your death will be the entrance into eternal, abundant life, and the problem you face now is a doorway to see more of God's power and experience a closer relationship with Him. Let's draw near to Jesus in prayer now. Jesus, I praise you today because you've won the victory over sin and death. I praise you for the power of the resurrection, which demonstrates your power over all things. Lord, thank you for the gift of everlasting life. No matter what happens today, Lord, I need not fear, because I have the hope of eternity with you. Jesus, forgive me for doubting instead of trusting you. Thank you for having mercy and compassion on my weakness. Lord, I surrender the situations that worry me into your loving hands. Put my fears to rest as I see them in the light of my Heavenly Father's great power and love. Help me fully believe you are working out your good purposes. You have the last say over my circumstances today. Give me the grace I need to rest in your arms and trust your care over me and my loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen.
These EPs found their way into the hands of Chris Tomlin. And so we got this email out of the blue that, well, he was inviting us to go on this major arena tour of the United States. And at that time we were like, well, we're not even really a band. Do we tell him we're not a band?
Chris Llewellyn from Wren Collective shares some of his life story on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us to hear conversations and devotionals from the artists of the church. Find The Walk on lifeaudio.com, worshipleader.com, or your favorite podcast platform.